following is the President's speech at Waukesha, Wisconsin, Thursday, October 14, 1948.
For the 2nd District, Mr. Horace Wilkie.
Good evening, friends of Waukesha County. I first would like to present to you the Democratic candidate for governor of this state of Wisconsin, Mr. Carl Thompson. I also want to introduce to you the Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor, Mr. Tony Gavronsky of Milwaukee. Ladies and gentlemen, I also now present to you the Democratic candidate for Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, Mr. Tom Fairchild. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, this certainly is a wonderful reception here in Waukesha. I can't tell you how very much I appreciate it. It shows conclusively that you're interested. I sincerely hope that all you young people over here on the right will be as quiet as possible so I can tell the people what I think, because when the train goes out, I'll promise to stay out here on the back platform and every one of you will get a chance to look. This great city is the center of a fine progressive area, and it pleases me very highly to get this kind of reception from you. I'm glad, too, to hear that you're lining up solidly behind Horace Wilkie for Congress and Carl Thompson for governor. I know Horace Wilkie's record. He's an outstanding liberal and a leader of the veterans in World War II. And I'm highly pleased that a leader of the old Progressive Party of Wisconsin, Carl Thompson, is a Democratic candidate for governor. He certainly will be elected. I'm just as sure of that as I stand here. In this crusade I'm on, I like to think that the Democrats are following in the pattern of the vital progressive crusades that have come out of Wisconsin throughout the history of the state. You've always been on the side of the people and not on the side of special interests. Waukesha is an industrial city in the center of a rich agricultural area. You know what I mean when I say you're for the people. Industry, the farm, the small merchant are all in the same boat. Their interests are all with the Democratic Party, which looks after the welfare of the people as a whole. You know that the people don't want any more negative legislation like the Republican Congress has given you. You want progressive legislation and leadership. Leadership that's exemplified by the Democratic Party. I often refer to that 80th Congress as the do-nothing Congress. When I say do-nothing, I mean they've done nothing for the people. They have not listened to the people's demands for decent, low-cost housing. They haven't listened to the people's demands for bringing down the high cost of living. They have not listened to the people's demands for continuing the fair and equitable farm price support program. They have not listened to the people's demands for a fair break for labor. That's what I mean by do nothing. On the other side, that Congress did plenty. They've started a move to set labor back to the pre-Wagner Act days. They want to turn the clock back. They've worked all the time, this 80th Congress has, for 2 years, to turn the clock back, and the clock just won't run backwards. You know that. They put our farmers behind the eight ball again by making it impossible for the Commodity Credit Corporation to get the storage facilities necessary to handle this year's bumper crops. And they did that with malice aforethought, and they did it for the speculators' lobby. The real progressive movement in the nation today is in the Democratic Party. Horace Wilkie, Carl Thompson, Andy B. Miller, and all the rest. These are the progressive Americans of today. We stand for laws to bring down the cost of living, laws to ensure that the farmer receives a parity income, comprehensive housing laws to clear away slums and provide decent low rental housing and better rural housing, a genuine national health program, better schools in both cities and rural areas, and a fair labor management law to replace that shameful Taft-Hartley Act. Now, in 1946, two-thirds of the qualified voters of the United States stayed at home, and one-third of the voters gave us that terrible 80th Congress. Now, I hope sincerely that two-thirds of you won't stay at home this time. I want 100% of the voters in this country to go out and express their opinions at the polls. And if you do that, the country will be in safe hands. Because when the people express their opinions and their will at the ballot box, you get the right sort of results. It's when you do not exercise your privileges that things such as the 80th Congress come along. Let's have everyone get out to the polls on election day. If we are going to elect a Democratic candidate who will work for peace and for prosperity, every one of you must go to the polls. All I ask is that you look at the record and then get your friends and your neighbors and be sure that everybody votes on the 2nd of November. And if you do that, your president won't be troubled with a housing shortage. He'll be in the White House for another 4 years. And you'll have a Congress who'll work in your interest and not for special privilege. Now, I'd like to present my family to you if you'd like to meet them. Mrs. Truman, she runs the White House, and me. Thank you, young lady. That's mighty nice. I appreciate that very much. Thank you very much. And this is my daughter, Margaret.
Thank you very much. A wonderful thing. Come out and talk this way, please. I know everybody's got you.